Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we're delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, today we're very excited to have back with us Lauren Costabile, and Lauren is the founder and the executive director of Hearts of Joy International. Her mission is to provide children that have Down syndrome with vital cardiac care that is so often neglected or inaccessible in developing countries. Please go out to the website, heartsofjoyinternational.com. Well, we certainly had a lovely conversation with Lauren yesterday, yes. And you know, just telling us the beautiful impact that she's having on the medical community in countries, on families, on changing the lives of these precious young children.
Yeah, I like that she really calls, she's in several nations of the world, calls the local community, that nation, to buy in, to invest. They just don't simply come in and do everything from America to there, although they raise up the money for this event. But she wants to leave behind a culture of life, a culture of compassion for each nation. She says, every child is a gift from God with purpose and value. Children with Down syndrome are no different and deserve to be treated with love and care like anyone else. This is the way I'm called to love the world, in sharing this message with others through the mission and action of Hearts of Joy International. Hearts that need work, hearts that are breaking down, but then they're filled with hearts of joy for those who give and those who receive that blessing of surgery. Heartsofjoyinternational.com. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, in case you're just tuning in, we have with us Lauren Costabile. She is the founder and the executive director of Hearts of Joy International. Her mission is a grand mission, and it's to provide children with Down syndrome vital cardiac care that is often neglected or it is inaccessible in developing countries. Go to the website, heartsofjoyinternational.com. And I just want to say this one word, and Jim shared it yesterday. You know, you may have been in the United States of America or in another country in the world, and you did receive the diagnosis that your son or your daughter did have Down syndrome, and maybe you were encouraged by the medical community to terminate that pregnancy. This is a way for you to make reparation. Maybe you did that, and there is some sorrow and some sadness and some regret because you missed out on a beautiful miracle of love that God wanted to do in your life and in your family. You can go to this website, heartsofjoyinternational.com. You can sponsor a child. You can say, Lord, I'm sorry for that. Maybe it was fear-driven. Maybe it was despair, maybe it was finances. Whatever it was that gripped your heart to make that decision, there's healing, there's hope, there's joy. Go to heartsofjoyinternational.com and make reparation. This beautiful young millennial, which encourages my heart, because, you know, sometimes as an older woman as I, in the fourth quarter of my life, you know, you're thinking, Lord, raise up young people. And here you are, this beautiful young girl, and you heard God's voice. You felt the pains of his heart for a particular our brothers and sisters who have a condition. We all have conditions. Nobody is perfect. And you said yes to the Lord. But first, we want you to tell our family a brief summary about the beautiful ministry, Hearts of Joy International.
Yeah, thank you so much again for having me. So Hearts of Joy provides life-saving heart surgery for individuals with Down syndrome. working in Uganda, India, Mexico, and the Philippines. And I got it started after going to Uganda in 2017. And so I met a little child with Down syndrome. She was 6 months old, and she just stole my heart. I remember holding her, and I could feel her heart beating against mine, and God audibly said to me, help her. I didn't know what that meant, because I thought she
was
perfect. Help her. I didn't know what he meant, because I'm like, she's perfect. What's wrong with her? But then as I heard her breathing, I could tell, okay, maybe there was something there. And so I encouraged the parents, go check her heart, get her heart checked. And then I actually ended up going back to America for a few months, and I kept in touch with the family, and they finally went to get her heart checked, and she actually had three holes in her heart. And so she needed the corrective surgery. They did not have the funds to provide that for her. And without even questioning it, I said, oh, I'll do it. I didn't really know how. I'm not a cardiologist. I just felt God told me help her. So I guess this was how he wanted me to help her. I had no idea how that was gonna come to be. And then actually when I was in Uganda, I had taught a class, some mamas in the village, about Down syndrome. So I explained, this is what it looks like, the physical features. If you ever see a child like that, the most important thing you could do is take them to the clinic, to the hospital, get their heart checked and see if they have a heart defect. So I had a translator translating for me the course. And as I'm raising the money for this first child, I get a call saying, we found another. And I was over raising the money, so I knew God was up to something else. And I said, okay, well, we'll help her. The translator had found this child because of what I said in the class, which is the Mother Teresa ripple effect of education so powerful. And just by sharing the truth, that literally led to us meeting this other child. And so I'm praying and raising the money. I get to the amount that I need for the two girls to get the surgery. And they're on the list at the hospital in Uganda, but there's thousands of children on that list. And our children have very complex needs as far as the heart surgery. And so what happens is they get bumped off the list for other children that don't have Down syndrome or a disability. And so I have all this money that I raised, and I didn't know what to do. So I said a novena to Mother Teresa, because she was very close to God in the sense where she would request things very specifically, whether that was money or I need to build a convent here. And God would do it. That's how like deep her relationship was, because she had that conviction. And I felt the same way. I was so convicted by God that this is what he wanted. So I said, you gotta send a hospital. You gotta send a cardiac team, because I can't do it myself, but I know you've asked me to facilitate this. And so I prayed, continued to ask God, send us somewhere so that these children can get the care they need. I had contacted 20, 30, maybe 50 hospitals in the States, hospitals in the UK, hospitals in Italy, all over the world. I had sent the girls heart scans, their echo reports. Everyone kept getting back to me saying no, or they said it was like $1 million. I said, I can't do that, or the hospitals kept rejecting them, and I didn't understand, because I knew God asked to do this. So here I am at a point in my faith, I'm like, God, you have to do something. Did I get the lines crossed? Because I heard you audibly, and now I'm here, and I have these two girls that are sick, and they're getting sicker by the day, because it gets a lot more fatal as time goes on, and I don't have anywhere to send them. Then I get an email from a man in Uganda who runs an organization. They no longer exist now, but at the time they did. And he says, you know, we've accepted the girls. We'll help you. We'll fund the operation. We'll take them. And the hospital's in India. So I thought, Mother Teresa worked in India. What an incredible sign. Yeah. But it gets better. And the bottom of the email says, just want to let you know the hospital where we're sending you, the founder of that hospital is an Indian cardiologist. His name is Dr. Devi Shetty. And he was Mother Teresa's cardiologist.
Oh, my.
So he was at her bedside when she died. He operated on her heart. He touched her heart. So I said, I have nothing to worry about. Mother Teresa literally sent us her actual cardiologist. How wild is that?
No, that's unbelievable.
Completely anointed. And I, without hesitation after that, I bought the plane tickets. We got on the plane. We went to India. And then the one child got the surgery, and the other child didn't, because she was too old. So she was inoperable. And that's where I knew that I had to do something to change that fate for other children so that they were able to have access to the care that they deserve. But my faith, Mother Teresa, a huge part of this. She's such an intercessor for the mission.
Yeah. How providential was all of that.
Insane.
And then, but not only that, and I'm sorry that the other child didn't get the surgery, but also God was also preparing your heart to say the urgency of this ministry, you know, so that no more children will be left behind. Yeah. And so there was all that urgency. And I'm just, I mean, I'm so grateful for your faith, for your hearing, for your obedience. I mean, I'm sure you were getting discouraged, but you didn't throw the towel in and go, oh no, this isn't gonna happen, right?
I think God acts when we're at that point. We're at I'm like, what is happening? You need to do something to show me. Because I knew the conviction was always there, but I think our humanness, our human weakness gets in the way sometimes.
Well, you could look at the signs, right? And you could go, oh, this can't happen.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you, like you said, you were applying to hospitals all over the world.
Yeah.
And you're saying, somebody say yes, somebody. Yeah. And then God says, oh, somebody is going to say yes, but he's going to be in India.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he will be the doctor of Saint Mother Teresa.
It's wild.
That's a great story to tell.
It's very obvious that the Lord has called you, has established you, and you're in union with Mother Teresa, and you're just beginning this journey. You may not feel like that. Mm-hmm. You're 6-7 years into this now. And this is something that should never cease. And it's so huge. It's not only the physical health and loving them here, but again, it's that pro-life message of of seeing Christ in the least, and it's so Mother Teresa-like. You have another story that you could share about kind of a miraculous thing with a child or a meaningful story?
Yeah, so we had a patient in the Philippines. Her name was Ezra, and she was part of our first ever mission in 2019 in the Philippines. We did 5 heart surgeries, and she came in, and they do a lot of blood work and testing before the operation. And so hers was a little abnormal. So they said, you know, we're going to wait on her. We're going to continue to test her. So the other 4 children got their operations. Then a week goes by. Then they test her again. They give her a blood transfusion. She's able to get the operation. But then after the operation, her blood was still abnormal. So they kept testing her, and they found out, they actually diagnosed her with leukemia. She had cancer, and the doctors told us, if you didn't bring this child in when you brought her for the operation, if she didn't get her heart surgery when she did, she would have never been able to withstand the chemo, and she would have died. But because it was all God's timing, even though she was delayed, she was able to get her heart corrected. She beat the cancer. She's 7 years old today.
Wow.
I just saw her last year.
That's amazing.
Yeah. This is just one miracle story of...
Well,
India is playing so large in this whole deal, this wonderful, wonderful work.
Yeah.
And you mentioned somewhere that, was it recently you had 8 of these surgeries performed? And where else, you know, in India? Was this girl a part of that 8?
No, this was years ago.
Tell us about, were you there for all of those?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So you may have lived in New Jersey, but you didn't spend much time
I don't really spend a lot of time in America.
Oh, bless you.
So how were you able to pull that off? You were able to raise the money that was needed for 8 surgeries.
Yeah. So we budget every year for the amount of children that, but there's such an ever-pressing need always. And I had this vision because October was Down Syndrome Awareness Month, so I wanted to do something big with the children for that. And so it's funny, we don't typically go to India in October, but I felt convicted to do that this year. And we had 3 children from Uganda, 3 children from the Philippines, and 3 from India. So it was incredible. I mean, just the moms alone learning from each other, it really speaks volumes because they think they're so alone in it. And then we show them a mother from across the world that's dealing with the exact same challenges that they are, plus our team is there to support them, to pray for them, however they need. Honestly, it's odd to say that it's fun, but it is such a beautiful experience out of something that could be so tragic and difficult. We really try to bring that joy into it, and it's been such a privilege for me to get to know and grow in relationship with these mothers.
There's some verse, it's something like this anyway, you turn my mourning into dancing, into laughter.
That's it. We're playing music and dancing in the hallways of the hospital, the moms.
And it seems to the world it's like so absurd and strange, but it's like, No, the joy of the Lord
is
our strength and he's manifesting himself in these ways.
Another
aspect
thing.
To your ministry, you got a couple of aspects going on in terms of working with indigenous people, helping them to buy in, helping them to do, you know, the work. You want to leave a culture of life behind, culture of compassion. Also relationships, that's a header for you, building relationships. Tell us more about that.
Well, I always say, you know, with friendships or any relationship, you have to talk to that person, right? You have to grow in that relationship, then you grow in more in love with that person. It's the same with our relationship with God, but it's also the same with our relationship with people. We start to trust more once we know the person, right? We know their intentions. That is our goal with Hearts of Joy. We want to build relationships with the healthcare providers, the surgeons, but also the moms. Well, if they've never heard this information before, they think their child is maybe a curse, or they have this archaic thinking of where Down syndrome comes from. I'm a stranger. I'm American. I don't know their culture in the same way that they do or experience in the same way. And we're very much aware of that. So how do we get them to trust us? We build that relationship over time through our team that's there, that's Ugandan, or our team that's Filipino, that speak the languages. And then you add us, and I've been doing it for, you know, 6 years now. So it's, I know the children that from 2018 or when we first started, I still keep in touch with those families. They're still sending me photos and videos of their children. And it's an endless relationship with them, because that is how you can trust more and experience the love of that person.
Well, you know, you shared such a beautiful thing, what it is to, as you grow and people trust you, and then the moms, like, I can imagine, like, let's say here you are living in this village and you're the only one who, you know, your child has a diagnosis of Down syndrome, and now we have this heart situation going on, and you feel so alone, and you feel abandoned, and it does get complicated with the culture of, it, could it be a curse, or something in the family, you know, but now you've not only established great hope and healing and health and wellness, but you've built a community throughout the world of mothers who can say, I'm not alone. I do have support. I have emotional support. I have physical support. I have spiritual support. And you're building a bridge of life and a culture of life all throughout the world, because one young girl went, had her heart touched, convicted, and then you responded. There are a lot of people who, we get our hearts touched by God, but then we don't respond. And you responded. And for that, we are grateful.
We're going to hold you over for the final segment. We want to hear more about this incredible ministry, Hearts of Joy International. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, in case you're just tuning in, we're finishing up our conversation with Lauren. And Lauren is the director of Hearts of Joy International. Go out to the website and you will be blessed. Well, Lauren, we want you to tell our family how this has, this beautiful ministry has impacted your faith journey and then also your own personal prayer life.
Yeah. So it's really increased my faith in a lot of ways of trusting the Lord, but this is also something that I really feel called, I was created to do. So children with Down syndrome, a marker for that is a crease in the palm of your hand. It's like a line in your hand. And so I actually have it in my hand. So when I was born, they told my parents that I have Down syndrome. Obviously I do not, but I say, God wrote the path to my life in my hand. If I ever were to forget that. And also God writes that on each of our hearts. If we're willing to be open to listening to how he's advising or how he's leading us, I mean, what he could do is remarkable. And with my story, I think, which I hope that everyone watching can take from, is it's not so much, oh, what is this grand yes that I could say to the Lord? But it's, what are the little yeses? And if you're obedient to that, it turns into this big Yes, because I really, truly never thought that I would start a nonprofit. It's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a business.
Mm-hmm. It's a business that you have to trust God for.
Yeah.
And that he would bless it and touch the hearts of others.
Yeah. It's really increased my prayer life in relying on God and God alone. And I always say, I think is it St. Anthony of Padua who says the work as if everything depends on you, but pray as if everything depends on God. That's my life, because I put a lot of hard work in, and I really fight for these children, but at the end of the day, I'm not in control. God is. Mm-hmm. And to remember that.
And God kind of tricked you, though, because he said, help her. And her. He didn't say and her.
And he meant everyone.
Yes.
He meant help all the children.
He tricked me, oh Lord. Yeah.
But
what will people find when they go to your website? What will they see there? What can they do to bless themselves in assisting you along the way with this and saving lives?
Yeah, you can see some of the stories, the joy stories we call them, of the children that we've helped. You can refer a child if you know a child who needs this particular care that we could help the family, and then donate or sponsor a child. Yeah, that's all on our website. Beautiful. And our social media, if anyone wants to follow us on social media, we're on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you
for representing these precious children in such a powerful way. May the Lord continue upon your life, protect, bless, and keep you, and may the ministry ever multiply. Mm-hmm. May our family be a part of it. I tell you, we have the tabernacle and monstrance at our center, and up above it is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and Jesus is pointing at his heart. And I don't think I'll ever be able to look at that heart the same way after hearing this show. So may you see Christ pointing at the heart of these children and him saying, help them. Don't know what that means for me, what it means for you, but I think it's true. Mm-hmm. We do it unto him. God bless you, all of your loved ones. You're never alone. You're an important part of this EW10 family, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.